Welcome into Ion Houston. I am Sean Pendergast. You probably know me as one half of the Triple Threat throughout the week on Sports Radio 610, 2 to 6 in the afternoons. Always enjoy doing these Ion Houston interviews, though. And today we get to talk about a very interesting topic. Pet adoption is certainly a big deal, not just in Houston, but everywhere. And this is a very specific corner of the pet adoption universe. Greyhounds. Greyhound Pets of America Houston, GPAHouston.org, is an organization that helps find homes for greyhounds. And joining me to talk about that today and shed some more light on that is Kim Harrison, who is part of GPAH, GPAHouston.org, and also a greyhound owner as well. Kim, it's great to have you on the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you. So I guess just before we start talking about greyhounds specifically as a pet, tell our audience a little bit about how this organization came to be.
So the Greyhound Pets of America Houston is a chapter of the National Greyhound Association. And so we were a chapter of, I can't remember the exact date when we started, but we've been around for a long time now in the Houston area with the pure goal and mission of finding forever homes for the ex-racing greyhounds.
Kim, greyhounds are certainly interesting pets. They're interesting dogs. Can you give us a little background on the history of the greyhound?
Yeah. So greyhounds, I believe, are one of the first dogs to be noted or seen in any historic murals or paintings. And originally, I think it was only royalty that had the greyhounds, too. So they were very but kind of very noble dogs, but they were vital hunters as well. So I think just because of that, they appear in a lot of art and folklore. And I think it was in Egypt and Greece and Rome, and then England and Ireland where they first saw that as maybe 4,000 years ago. There's evidence of the greyhounds or greyhound-like dogs in the pictures and stuff, and you see the paintings on the walls. It's really quite cool.
Okay, so they're woven into the tapestry of world history.
Yes, they are. They are indeed.
Interesting. So we all know about the issue of pet adoption, and there's a lot of agencies and charities out there that are out there specifically to find homes for a lot of these pets. Specific to the greyhound community, how big an issue is adoption for greyhounds?
I wouldn't say specifically it's more of an issue for greyhounds than other dogs necessarily. I think that due to the way that the greyhounds are introduced into society and the world, you know, I mean, it's very different from your run-of-the-mill dog. There comes a few different maybe challenges initially, so that people have to be made very aware of those at the start. It's not a case of you get a puppy and this and that. You know, they've entered the world probably being with the goal of them being racing dogs. So their upbringing is very different from a normal dog that you would find in a shelter or something like that.
When the SPCA is trying to find homes for dogs, there's a different playbook for all of those dogs maybe than there is for a greyhound because of the background that they have.
Yes, absolutely. And they have a lot of differences in their makeup. Like their blood is different. The vets have to be very familiar with greyhounds because they're much more susceptible to certain types of medicine, all those sorts of things. So that the Greyhound Pets of America Houston chapter is a charity. We invest a lot of time making sure that a greyhound is really the dog for you.
Yeah.
And understanding, we're very honest, you know, when we're matching dogs, we spend a lot of time, we do home visits. There's a series of rounds. It's not a case of you show up and you know you can go home with your dog that day. And because we want it to be a success, you know, for everybody. So finding the right dog might take a while for some families if they have cats or small dogs. Not all of them are cat friendly or small dog friendly just because they were trained to hunt. So they see fluffy things and they think, oh, is that for me? And not always. But that being said, we find we rehome greyhounds to people that have numerous cats, but that's on a case by case basis.
Sure. Obviously. And that's where the GPAH comes in is helping vet that whole process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And the same with children and that. I mean, at the end of the day, they're no different from any other dog. You have to have a healthy respect for your dog and teach your children to have that as well. So in that respect, I don't think there's a huge difference from any other sort of just general dog adoption.
Kim Harrison of Greyhound Pets of America Houston is joining me on Ion Houston. I'm glad I'm doing this interview with you because you are specifically equipped to answer this question because you have had greyhounds as pets. How are they as pets?
amazing. Yes, they're just.
What makes them amazing?
I think it's so rewarding. They're just such loving animals. And some of them, you know, have maybe a bit of a rougher time in the track. If it's not for them, they're a bit nervous. And they're so trusting with people. And they just give you so much love back. And their characters just build and come out all the time. So I had one dog particularly who was very shy. And this was back in Scotland, actually. And it took him, I remember when he came into the house and he just stood and he had no expression on his face. And just seeing his character grow as he became part of the family and, oh, they're just brilliant dogs.
What drew you to them?
That's a good question. So I had Afghan hounds before that mm-hmm. and I just like big dogs and big hounds. And mm-hmm. when we had to say goodbye to our last Afghan, I was looking to get another one. And then we saw an advert in the paper in Scotland for retired greyhounds. And I said to my mom, why don't we call and find out? And that's what we did. Never looked back since, and I've never had another type of dog.
They still like to get out and run a little bit?
Yes, they do, but only in fenced areas.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's one thing that is definitely really unique about the greyhounds is you cannot let them off the lead.
Yeah.
People often say, because we go down to the beach down in Jamaica Beach sometimes, down mm-hmm. in Galveston, and they say, oh, if you let them off to see them run, I said I would, but I would never see them again. I would just see them running and see all the dust and the sand and then it would be bye-bye. But they do love to run
yeah.
in the yard if they get that. And they but they like to sleep most of all, yeah. believe it or not.
So, and I'm talking to Kim Harrison from Greyhound Pets of America Houston, gpahouston.org, if you want to go look up more on their website. How do you go about deciding if a greyhound is the right pet for you? If this is something, you know, visiting you know, these greyhounds yeah. and seeing if it's right for you. How should you go about deciding that?
So that's also something that we can guide you through the process, mm-hmm. the things to think about. Is your family equipped and your house equipped to do with that and the responsibility that comes with dog ownership, really? We do have some first time adopters that have never had a dog before. And they're actually very easy dogs. Once you get through, some take a long time. I had one dog who had a huge time trying to get into the potty training issue, right? Mm-hmm. But it just as an individual dog, they're like human beings. Every single one is different. So we guide you through the process. We will, contrary to popular belief, greyhounds do not need tons and tons of exercise, okay? We like to call them the 45 mile per hour couch potato because they actually do get up to speeds of 45 miles per yeah. hour. And it happens really quickly in the first three or four strides, which is why you can't let them off the lead because they're gone before you can even do anything about it. But we rehome to adopters that live in flats, even downtown, and apartments, sorry, not flats, apartments. And as long as they get a couple of walks a day and, you know, not left for extreme long periods of time, they're absolutely happy. Give them a soft bed and they're yours. Honestly, they like to sleep.
I would imagine in some respects, if you've never had a dog before, mm-hmm. it makes even more sense to get a greyhound because you as a dog owner are not conditioned to do things a certain way. This would be the first dog that you've ever gotten, right?
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
In some
that's
ways. Right. I'm not saying people who've had dogs shouldn't get greyhounds.
No,
but
no,
if you're,
I know.
But if you're, you know, there are probably people listening to this who've never had a dog before but have thought about doing it.
Yeah.
And boy, what a great opportunity to rescue a greyhound.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And one thing I will say is, though, that they're not so a lot. So we've had people who, you know, are just inquiring about adopting greyhounds because they want a dog that will run with them. Well, good luck with that. Greyhounds don't like to run they're sprinting animals, right?
Yeah.
So they don't like to go for long jogs and they're very, very susceptible to extreme temperatures. So the heat here and the humidity and the heat, they don't cope well with that because their skin is very, very thin and they only have one layer of fur, really. So it can't keep the heat off them either.
Okay.
So that's something.
I'm glad you brought that up. This would be like, you know, you meet a new friend who was a sprinter in college and you
yeah.
ask him if they want to go jogging 5 miles with
yeah.
you someday, right?
Yeah, kind
you
of.
Know, it's and just they're a different kind of track athlete.
Yeah, and they're built differently. I mean, you
yeah.
see their chests are really deep because they need to be able to be sprinters and have the big lungs and all that sort
right,
of stuff in their
right.
hearts. So.
Kim Harrison with Greyhound Pets of America Houston joining me on Ion Houston. So there's probably people listening to this right now that want to you know take the next step, go further, learn more about these greyhounds. One, What is that first step for people? Is there a place they can go visit? Is there a place they can reach out to? Is something they need to set up ahead of time? Enlighten the audience on that.
Absolutely. So we have what we call storefronts. Mm-hmm. So we take some of the members of the charity. They will go and take the greyhounds out to storefronts so that people can see them, because until you actually see them in person, they're quite big dogs. Right. I mean, they look big and they're beautiful and they're elegant, but you think about having that in your house and you're like, whoa, they actually are quite big. So we have some fantastic volunteers who will take the dogs out for people to meet and greet, mm-hmm. meet and greet them. And all those dates can be found on the website, the gpahouston.org.
OK.
And that would probably be the first step if you've never seen a greyhound.
Right.
And then be prepared to talk, because our greyhound owners are a very unique breed also, and we like to talk about greyhounds forever. So we can answer any questions that you have there about greyhound ownership.
How about if people want to volunteer? I'm sure it's an organization that could use volunteer help as well. Same thing, gpahouston.org.
Yes.
And what opportunities are available for people to do that?
We have a kennels up in Spring, mm-hmm. and we just moved up to a beautiful facility up there. And that's where we kennel a lot of the dogs. We also have some dogs in foster homes, too. So we're looking for foster parents for mm-hmm. the dogs that maybe just come off the track or that we get into our program. And so the dogs are all vetted through the program. So there's lots of different stages. We need help with vet runs, taking the dogs to and from the vet, things like that. And all those opportunities are listed on the website. Don't show up, please, at the kennels, because it's obviously very controlled and we need to make sure that everybody's, you know, the dogs are all sorted and things like that. But we are more than welcome to have you contact us. There's somebody in the office. There's a phone number you can call and talk to people there and figure out how to take that further.
Last thing, how about fundraising? You know, are there events that you guys do if people are moved to help financially in some way?
Yeah, so we do. We typically have a big event once a year. And so every second year we do a golf tournament mm-hmm. that we do that we would love to have more people. We are always willing to take donations, as any charity will.
Of course.
We do some smaller fundraisers. We do like online auctions and things like that. Mm-hmm. But again, anything can be found on our Facebook page or on our website. And GPAHouston.org.
GPAHouston.org. Great organization. Greyhound Pets of America, Houston. Kim Harrison joining me here on Eye on Houston. Kim, this was really, really informative and enlightening. And I know some people listening, I'm sure, who are getting ready either to get into dog ownership or maybe get back into dog ownership if they're between dogs right now. I'm sure we're moved to learn more and take the next step with greyhounds.
That would be great. Yeah. And one thing I did want to say is, we often get a lot of older dogs into our program for no fault of their own. Maybe it's a family situation or circumstance or anything. And I cannot tell you enough about how satisfying and how lovely it is to have an older dog in the house. And a lot of people shy away from older dogs, and they're not for everybody. But if you're kind of, you know, you just want a companion,
yes.
they're absolutely fantastic. So please do consider the more senior greyhounds as well.
Good stuff. Kim Harrison, Greyhound Pets of America, Houston. Again, the website for all of the stuff we just talked about is gpahouston.org. Kim, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, there it is. More Eye on Houston after this.